Moncrief on News Talk.
National Library of Ireland has just acquired an archive featuring the work of more than 70 photojournalists depicting life during lockdown. David Brannigan is President of Press Photographers of Ireland. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I imagine there was a massive trove of pictures to choose from. What was the process by which it was whittled down?
Well, very early on in the pandemic, it was very clear to Ireland's press photographers that our role was continuing and our role is to tell Ireland's story in daily life. And whatever that story is, sometimes we like it, sometimes we don't, but it's our story, whether we like it or not. And the National Library of Ireland is the memory of Ireland. They collect and protect and share all these stories of our memories with us and with the world. So as the pandemic progressed, Ireland's press photographers pivoted to recording what was going on out and about. And I suppose using the very clever but very creative ways of telling stories truthfully, this huge collection emerged. So we had a subcommittee form and they gathered these pictures, brought in international judges who we have very good relationship with, and they assessed the very best pictures that told Ireland's story from this incredible period of our time.
And presumably these judges were looking for variety in the different sorts of experiences of lockdown.
Exactly. And it mirrors our annual awards that tell Ireland's story in all the different categories. And really, when you see this collection, and it will become available later this year at the National Library in Kildare Street, you really see the cross-section of emotions and activities and how clever people were about complying with guidelines, but also how it impacted on our lives. And for those of us that lived and survived through it, we look back slightly in awe at how we were able to, as a community, respond, or certainly most people were able to respond and live through it. So we really owe it to ourselves and also to those who passed on and also those who looked after us to record this and to keep it in our national memory.
Yeah, and even now, I mean, I was looking at a couple of the pictures today, and even in this relatively short space of time since it ended, some of the pictures just looks like there's a picture of a child visiting Santa, and Santa's in a kind of a Perspex box. It just seems so, but you know, two or three
it's
years
surreal.
Ago, that was
it. Really is surreal, yeah. And a lot of the children, even the very young children who were born or who were alive during COVID, for the generations that come, for them to relate their normal experience to this that happened in Ireland, and to be able to tell that story, but also things as simple as watching a game of football, people up on ladders and keeping socially distant and everything like that. I mean, it's incredible what we had to go through, but it's incredible that we did go through it and come, and it proved to ourselves that we can actually do these things and come out the other end with a lot of stories, a lot of sadness, but a lot of happiness as well.
Yeah, I imagine, and this is, I suppose, just from a purely technical point of view, for fairly obvious reasons, an awful lot of the photographs we would have seen during the pandemic, and no doubt in this collection as well, will have been shot through glass or a barrier of some sort. Is it difficult to take a picture, but to avoid having your own reflection in, if you know what I mean, in the picture?
Well, there was that, but also the photographers had to follow the guidelines and keep socially distant. So there were things like using remote control flashes and triggers and also, you know, making sure that you could be in the right place at the right time. So a lot of that is everyday life for press photographers who have to be ready and adaptable for whatever the story presents itself as. So in a sense, it wasn't any more challenging, except you did have to remember the restrictions that both the photographers and the people who were in the pictures were obliged to live by. So it's just another challenge, and it was really part of the job that is happening every day. It's happening right now and in all the normal stories of our country.
And do you have any idea exactly when these pictures would be available for the public to see?
So tonight at the National Library, the collection is being officially presented. And then, as with everything that is part of our national story, it has to be catalogued. And from later this year, the pictures will be available to view in the National Library, which is a stunning location in Kildare Street. And really, we're very proud as Press Photographers Ireland to have this collection as part of our national story. All the photographers involved are fully credited. They're from all around the country. Many will be familiar household names to people who buy newspapers or subscribe to newspapers online. And really, it's something that when you look at, it's very hard not to be moved.
Thanks a million for speaking with us today, David. That was David Brannigan there, President of the Press Photographers of Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.